Simon & Schuster Audio presents In the Tall Grass, written by Stephen King and Joe Hill, read by Stephen Lang.
He wanted quiet for a while instead of the radio, so you could say what happened was his fault. She wanted fresh air instead of the AC for a while, so you could say it was hers. But since they never would have heard the kid without both of those things, you'd really have to say it was a combination, which made it perfect Cal and Becky, because they had run in tandem all their lives. Cal and Becky DeMuth, born 19 months apart, their parents called them the Irish twins. Becky picks up the phone and Cal says hello, Mr. DeMuth liked to say. Cal thinks party, and Becky's already written out the guest list, Mrs. DeMuth liked to say. Never a crossword between them, even when Becky, at the time a dorm-dwelling freshman, showed up at Cal's off-campus apartment one day to announce she was pregnant. Cal took it well. Their folks, not quite so sanguine. The off-campus apartment was in Durham, because Cal chose UNH. When Becky, at that point unpregnant, if not necessarily a virgin, made the same college choice 2 years later, you could have cut the lack of surprise and spread it on bread. At least he won't have to...